So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the machlekes regarding yachid she'asa by Ras Bezdin. If an individual or minority commit an aver b'shegig based on the erroneous ruling of Bezdin, they're not liable for a parhelm devar shel tzibur because there was not rave tzibur in majority. However, there is a machlekes as to whether each individual is liable for a chatas yachid. The Gemara now seeks to say that this is the machlekes remeir v'chacham in the following brisa. Hayru v'asu remeir peiter v'chacham mechayven. If Bezdin issued an erroneous ruling and as a result they committed the avera, Remeir holds they're not liable for a carbon, while the Chacham hold they are liable for a carbon. The Gemara initially assumes that the Braisa is a case of Hoyer Bezdin v'asu mid kol. The minority committed the avera based on Bezdin, and Remeir peiter mechatas yachid because they hold yachid she'asa b'ras Bezdin pater, while Chacham mechayven mechatas yachid because they hold yachid she'asa b'ras Bezdin chayiv. The Gemara explains that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps all agree that Yachid She'asa B'Ras Bezdin Pater. And the Machlekes refers to something else entirely, as the Gemara offers four other possible interpretations of their Machlekes. Either the Brais is a case of Hayru Bezdin, V'Asu Bezdin U'Miut Kol, both Bezdin and the minority committed the Avera, and Bezdin Mashlem L'Rayb Tzibur Kamiflagi. They disagree on whether Bezdin can combine with the Tzibur to form a majority to bring a Par Helm Dabishal Tzibur. Remeir Peiter Mipar, because he holds Ein Bezdin Mashal L'Rayb Tzibur. Bezdin cannot combine to form a majority. While Chacham Mechayven Mipar, because they hold Bezdin Mashal L'Rayb Tzibur. Bezdin can combine to form a majority. Or the Brais is the case of Hayur Bezdin V'Asur Rubu Shalkal. The majority committed the Avera, and they disagree in who brings the Par, the Tzibur or Bezdin. Remeir Peiter Tzibur Mipar, the Tzibur is not liable for a Par, as he holds in Daf Hey, Bezdin may be V'Lay Tzibur. Bezdin brings the Par, not the Tzibur. While Chacham Mechayven Tzibur Bepar, the Tzibur is liable for a par because the Chacham are Reb Shimon who hold Tzibur Maisi or Bezdin Maisi. Both Bezdin and the Tzibur each bring their own par. Or the Brais is a case of Shevet She'asa B'Ras Bezdinai. The majority of one Shevet committed the Avera based on their Bezdin's ruling. Remeir Poiter has Shevet Mipar. The Shevet is not liable to bring a par because they hold Shevet Echad Le'ikri Kal. One Shevet is not considered a Kal. While Chacham and Mechayven Shevet Bepar, the Shevet is liable to bring a par. Because the Chacham are Rabbi Huda who hold Shevet Echad Ikri Kal, one Shevet is considered Kal. Or the Brais is a case of Kogen Shechatoi Shisha Behin Rubishal Kal. Oy Shiva Avapi She'en Rubishal Kal. It was only a minority of the Shvatim, but a majority of all Yidden. Or it was the majority of the Shvatim, but only a minority of all Yidden who committed the Avera based on Bezdin. Remeir Paitami Par, because the majority of both the Shvatim and all the Yidden is required. While Chacham Mechayevim Bepar, because the Chacham are Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar, who holds that a majority of one, either the Shvatim or all the Yidden, is sufficient. The Gemara proceeds with several halachas regarding Rav Tzibur, how we establish a majority for a Parhelm Davishal Tzibur. Rav Asi says, "Ubahira halach acha Rav Yishvi Eretz Yisrael." To establish the majority, we consider only the Yidden that live in Eretz Yisrael, but we do not consider the Yidden who live in the diaspora, even though their numbers are far greater. Merubin v'nismatu, hainu plukta Reb Shimon Rabbanan. If the majority committed the aver, but then their numbers decreased, and they're now the minority. Whether they bring a par depends on the machlekes Reb Shimon Rabbanan and Daf Yud regarding chatei achalei nismanu. If one status changed between the time of the avera and the time of the carbon. The chacham hold basur chatas azlina. We go according to the time of the avera, and therefore regarding merubin v'nismatu chayavin because at the time of the avera they were rave tzibur. Or Reb Shimon holds Bas Yudiyaz Lina. We go according to the time they became aware of the Avera, and therefore regarding Merubim and Nismat to Paturin, because at the time of the Yudiyah, they were Miyud Tzibur. However, if vice versa, Muatim and Nisrabu, if the minority committed the Avera, but then their numbers increased, and they're now the majority, even according to Reb Shimon, Paturin because Chata V'Yudiyah Boye. Reb Shimon goes according to both Yudiyah and Avera, and at the time of the Avera, they were Miyud Tzibur. The Gemara proceeds with several questions regarding Rav Tzibur. Ibayilu, Hayru Bezdin Chelev Mutter, Ba'asu Miyat Hakol, V'chazru Bezdin Ben Bahayru, Ba'asu Miyat Achor Mahu. If Bezdin first issued a ruling to permit a certain Chelev, and one minority committed the Avera, Bezdin retracted, and then reissued the same ruling, and another minority committed the Avera. Perhaps the two minorities cannot combine to form Rav Tzibur to bring a par, because the Shtei Yedis Ninu, each group's Avera was from a different ruling. Or the two minorities can combine to form Rav Tzibur because the Idividi Chelifu, each ruling was for the same transgression. And the Gemara proceeds and questions, Miyut Bechelif Shalgabi Hakeva, U Miyut Bechelif Shalgabi Dakin, if betray Kroi Kaasi. It's a different type of Chelif derived from different Psukim, but each ruling was for the same Avera. Or, Miyut Bechelif Amid Bedamahu, if Trei Isurininu, each ruling was for a different Avera, but both are liable for the same carbon. Or meet bechelv and meet babitz kechav mau. If any surin shava ve'in karbanin shava, each ruling was for a different avera that are liable for different karbanas, but both are liable for karis. Teiku, all these questions remain unresolved. The Gemara proceeds with a related halacha. Meya sheyash v'lahayris ein chayavin at sheyiru kulan. If the bezin consisted of 100 judges, they're liable only if all the judges issued the erroneous ruling, because the pasuk states v'im kol adas yisrael yishku. The word kol implies kulay, all the judges, and teaches at sheyishku kulan at shetiv shetayra b'chol adas yisrael, only if the entire bezin issued this ruling. The Gemara, however, brings proof that the word kol implies even rubi kekulay. A majority is considered like all, and therefore the Gemara concludes that hayru rubin chayavin. Even if only most of the judges issued the erroneous ruling, they are liable, and the pasuk of kol adas yisrael comes to teach ikka kulam havi hayra, ve'ilay loy havi hayra. Only if all members of bezin were present are they liable. Zok the Mishnah, hayru bezin v'yadu shetov v'chazu behen.
If Bezdin issued an erroneous ruling and then retracted, if a Yachid then committed this Avera based on the original erroneous ruling of Bezdin, regardless of whether they already brought a power or not, there's a machlaikis. Reb Shimon Peiter, Reb Elazar Omer Safik. Reb Shimon holds the Yachid is not liable for Achatas because Hayilu B'Shus Bezdin Hu Aisa, as Rashi explains, Shazad Dain Loha Yedei Sheyadu Shetau B'Chazaben, Vavatayil B'Vezdin. Since he did not know about the retraction, he completely relied on Bezdin. While Reb Elazar Omer Safik, Reb Elazar holds the Yachid is liable for an Ashim Tolei because it is questionable whether he acted on his own or relied on Bezdin. As the Mishnah elaborates and makes the following distinction, Ezehu Safik, Yashiv Libetuch Beisei Chayiv. If he was at home during this time, he's liable for an Ashim Tolei because, as the Mishnah explains, Efshar Hayulei Sheyishma, at home, since he could have heard of the retraction, he was possibly Tolei Ba'atzmai. However, halach l'lamdin zayam pater. If he was overseas, he's not liable for nashim tolei because lo hayu lo efshar sheyishma overseas, since he cannot have heard of the retraction, he was definitely tolei b'bezdin. And the Mishnah also mentions that both Rabbi Kiva and Ben Nazai also hold like Rabbi Eliezer that chayv b'ashim tolei and hichzik baderech ikke b'nayu. They disagree regarding a person who set out on a trip overseas but was still in the city. Ben Nazai holds Chayv B'Ashim Tolei because B'Beisei Isei, since he was still in the city, he could have heard about the retraction as considered Tolei Ba'atzmai, while Rebbe Kiva holds Pater B'Ashim Tolei because Daho Hechzik Baderech, as Rashi explains, Kivin the Tarud Hu, Lahoyloi Efshal Leshayishma Dechazaben. Since he was occupied with his trip, he could not have heard of the retraction and is considered Tolei B'Bezdin. The Gemara cites a brisa in which there are actually four opinions. Remeir Mechayev, the Yachid is liable for Achatas Yachid because the Tolei Ba'atzmai is considered having acted on his own and not based on Bezin. Reb Shimon Peiter, he's not liable for Achatas because the Tolei Ba'atzmai is considered having acted based on Bezin and not on his own. Reb Elazar Masafik, he's liable for Nashim Tolei because Isbit Tzadchiyev Ma'alya Diavish Shoel Hava Amrinle. He's more liable than innocent because when he noticed that they brought a par, he should have asked others and he would have heard of the retraction. Therefore, he was more likely a Tolei Ba'atzmai. Mishum Sumchus Amr Toli. He's not liable for Nashim Toli because Leket Satchiv Malia to Le Salika Daiti Le Mishal. He's more innocent than liable because when he noticed that they brought a par, he did not think to ask, therefore, he was more likely a Toli B'Bezdin.